Fiat. November 17th, 1935. Everything that is done in the divine will takes its place in God. I feel I'm in the arms of the divine will. It seems to me that it waits for me in order to operate in my little act, to give me rest within its works, and also to be able to rest. And my sweet Jesus, surprising me with a short little visit, and told me, "My daughter, as the creature operates in my will, so do her acts take their place in our divine being. Our goodness is so great that it keeps many voids in order to receive all the human acts that possess the creative virtue of our volition. They come to their Creator all festive and fill these voids that our love keeps on purpose formed within us, so as to be able to say with facts, 'These are our acts. Whatever we do, the creature does as well.' Of all that is done in our will, nothing remains outside of us, nor could it remain outside. If it could be so, it would be as if our life were subject to separate, which cannot be, because we possess not only the inseparability with our Supreme Being, but also that of all our acts and of those who live in our volition. We have room for all of them, and we make of everything one act alone. Now, these acts find in us not only their place of honor, but perennial life and the rest. And we feel the happiness, the joy that the creature is enclosed within her act. By her doing it in our will, we feel that our fiat loves us, glorifies us, delights us, beatifies us in the act of the creature, as we deserve. Oh, how happy we feel! To feel happiness is our own nature. But in feeling the happiness that the creature can give us, we feel the requital of the work of creation. And do you think it is trivial that we give to the creature the virtue of being able to delight her creator? The joy we experience is such and so great that we abandon ourselves in the arms of the creature, and clasping her between our arms, we rest in her, and she rests in us. And only when she surprises us with more acts of hers, then is our rest interrupted, to enjoy the happiness that she brings us. So, we do nothing other than go from happiness to rest, and from rest to happiness. Blessed is the creature who, living in our divine will, can delight he who possesses an ocean of infinite joys and happinesses without end.